Laws are universal. Rules and regulations are facts of life governing everything we do. If we park on the wrong side of the street, we get a ticket. If we do not pay our taxes, we are fined. If we are consistently late for work, we may lose our job. If we reject all forms of judgment, we are implying that laws and rules have no function in society. But laws are necessary to maintain civilization and order. Of course, some people are law-abiding and others are not. We do not discard all laws, though, just because certain individuals dislike or disobey them, or because a few laws are unjust or uncomfortable. At the same time, to be effective, laws must not repress our energies or constrict us unnaturally. Instead, they should protect us, inspire creativity, and enhance our sense of well-being. It is true that some people misuse judgment and hurt others in the process. This is not true judgment, however, but condemnation. When we judge, we should not project our own negativity onto others, nor should we have ulterior motives. We should never use judgment as an excuse to close our hearts to anyone. But at the same time, if we wish to help others or make advancement ourselves, we must understand the necessity for proper judgment and evaluation. To believe otherwise is to imply that we are fine the way we are, even though we are often full of nonsense, deviating from absolute spiritual authority, and indulging in behavior that can cause serious problems for ourselves and others. To accept poor behavior is not a sign of love, but of denial. Love is about growing together and learning from our mistakes. We should demonstrate enough love to help each other make the necessary corrections. Instead of telling people not to be judgmental, we should beg them to be just the opposite. If they truly love us, they will gently but firmly appraise our behavior and show us areas that need improvement. By the same token, we should do the same for them, viewing their negative actions as cries for love and seeking ways to help them if we can. Therefore, it is our duty as spiritual warriors to help each other evolve. Often, we are afraid of judgment from others, simply because we do not want to face ourselves and make the necessary changes. We are still attached to our ingrained habits of sense gratification. But if we want to make spiritual progress, we must have the courage to pull these old destructive habits up by the roots. Judgment is an invaluable tool in that process.